So it's this, it's a hose. It's a rubber hose. And the handle is red, and it has a very fine point at the end of the handle.
Mm.
And it feels fucking good when you're having that carved into your skin.
It looks like a devil's tail. You know, like, like a little pointy devil's tail. Cute.
Maybe a little too pointed to shove in her ass.
Come on.
Damn.
A little exorcist scene. Fuck me. Fuck me.
What was that pokey thing that was just on me? It was wonderful.
Oh, that. Yeah.
Oh.
It's a multi-tool.
Fun.
I like it.
Nice. And that's made out of rubber. Right?
Yeah, it's just great. Rubber. It's just rubber. Rubber house. Literally, you could buy it at fucking Home Depot.
Nice. Well, we call it Dom Depot.
Fancy handle.
Dom Depot.
You know what I like about being here in LA is that you have access to all of these people who make fantastic toys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're here in the community, and I mean, you don't have to go to like some crazy, you know, online shop. Not that those are bad. Those are actually really good.
You want to tweet somebody? Oh.
Hey, sub girl.
Are you going to tweet while you're getting...
No. I thought I heard my phone vibrating and I was just...
checking. I got a picture for you, and I also got a little bit of video.
Okay. As long as my face is in it.
No. There's
just
no
your
face.
Just fantastic ass.
Just, exactly. Well, just you. Your fantastic ass.
Do you see? No APing.
He's gonna hate us.
Yeah, he's a great
AP,
guy,
if
though.
You're listening, I love you.
We love you, AP.
We all love you.
It's like nobody loves me.
Oh, look at all this.
Everybody loves me.
She's bleeding. She's melting.
They're just saying that nobody loves me.
I found out. Did someone say last night that AP is 6'4"?
Yes.
Mm. What the?
Tall.
Maybe that was
good.
His boot.
I'm not a snob when it comes to height.
You are a snob.
Yeah, and I'm not a snob
like
when it comes
thing
to
you
penis
said when
size.
You got in here.
Yeah, right.
Hello.
But
how tall are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I am 4'10.5".
I don't know what is being used on my ass. It hurts. Is it? I think it's wood. I don't
know.
No.
Try again.
I love this game. I love this game. Guess what toy?
I can name that toy in four beats, Alex.
This week.
Talking to a microphone.
This week on Twitter, I was literally asked by two people, or challenged by two people, that said, my ass never bruises. And I'm like, and I was literally called in. Oh, I bet Insidious Muse could bruise your ass. And I'm like, I accept this challenge. This rubber hose, you guys should see the marks it's leaving on her. Yeah, it's fucking gorgeous.
Delicious. And she's not putting in a lot of effort to whack. It just does it. It's magical. The toy does it itself.
Yeah, you know, that must be great for a top to have a toy that does... That, you know, you don't have to put in some crazy, like, muscle into it.
Because it's exhausting. Oh. Oh, yes, ma'am. I'll be right back.
I just want to see how
this is the most interesting play party I think I've ever been to.
Right?
Okay.
An all-girl play party.
Yes.
I love this.
But the fact that we have to manage what we are in the radio.
I mean, it's totally, like, if we had men here, it'd be totally fine, too. I guess it just...
I have lots of CBT stuff.
Oh, that is fun.
That would have been awesome.
Can we
had...
get... Oh, I see a man.
He's got his hands up.
Oh.
Volunteering.
Come on.
The producer's arms were above his head until we pointed him out, and he quickly brought them down.
He's like, what
happened?
What are you talking about?
And I see... Oh, and it would appear that we have phone call.
Yay!
I'm here, so I can hear it.
We'll repeat it for you.
Hello?
Hello, hi. You've reached the love by...
How are you, Trouble?
I'm good. Wait, who is this?
This is the Beast.
Oh, Beast. I hate you. I don't really hate you. I don't really hate you.
I'm writing a pet book into this. This is good radio.
Oh, yay. You should know that all of your toys are being used quite efficiently. So much. I mean, well, I'm just saying, they're coming out. They're getting some.
Oh, shit.
So, Mistress just pulled out a steel cane.
Okay.
It's her favorite.
Oh, my.
Yes, it's Subgirl's favorite. It's also my favorite, too. And pretty soon it could be your favorite, too.
I love it. It's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, until it hits you.
You know, it is. But so, yeah, you wish you were here, because let me just tell you, we're having so much fun.
Oh, I'm dying to be here.
Where's
somehow a little piece of me is there right now in that room.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Some of you is totally in here. Ooh. Absolutely. But
I didn't realize it was a 2-hour show. I'm dying because I missed the whole first hour.
That makes me so fisting.
Yeah, there was some fisting going on. I fisted.
Mummification.
There was fisting. There was mummification. There was
the Olympics.
Yeah, there was a little bit of humiliation.
Hey,
in the beginning.
There were rings involved. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yes. Yes.
Was there any tongue pinching?
There was some tongue pinching. Yeah. Asshole. I hate you. I hate you.
Stop it. Stop it.
You will stop being hateable. I'm totally kidding. You're not hateable. I swear to God. I only hate you because you knew before I did.
Stop it, Nancy. Anyways.
Well, thank you so much for calling in to say hello.
All right, guys. Have a good one. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Enjoy.
Aww.
Beast shakes fist at beast.
Shakes fist. Emote.
All of the bumps and the bruises upon your pretty little ass.
May I make a request, though?
Oh, dear.
Would it be all right if either Gypsy or if someone else wants to, I want to try that that rabbit flogger thing.
Yeah, you want it?
I want to try it.
Or do you want just me to do it?
Whoever wants to.
Do you not want to ask for permission?
Me? Whoever wants to, I don't care.
I think so. I just sent a question mark. I'm pretty sure, like, it's part of the cool down. I don't...
Yeah. You said, remember when you walked in, you said that you could be part of the cool down?
Okay. I'm taking off my adorable shoes.
Aww.
That I got for a really great price.
Like your free dressing line?
Like my free dress.
my bottom is so sore. I love it.
It's going to hurt tomorrow.
Are you feeling Nancy?
I love it.
You know what? I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good because I'm in a room with my favorite people, and some of us are half naked, and it's great. And some of us are completely naked, like Sub Girl.
And I have my panties on, actually.
She's wearing dental floss. Yeah, that doesn't count.
Nope, does not count at all.
And I never wear panties, but
oh well, that's a fun fact.
I love that they have the ties on the side. That's like so.
Yes.
80s porn. Yeah, like, look at me with my string bikini panties tied on the side.
Yes.
Okay.
So now,
she's bringing her mic up with her.
Gypsy's getting up.
Can you do it? Okay.
And she is positioning herself.
Yep, she's getting ready for the rabbit flogger.
Mm-hmm. She's positioning herself right behind Sub Girl.
She's so beautiful. Right. I wish everyone could see her.
Yes.
She's a cutie pie.
Yeah. She's the most beautiful human being ever.
Thanks a lot, Nancy.
No, don't stand the most beautiful human being.
Wait, did she AP? Was that an AP?
Yeah, you just AP.
You AP.
I caught her.
Yay.
No, it actually,
gotta run a mile.
APing is actually something that I do on a regular basis.
Right, but see, we have slut rule number one, no APing. Yeah. Slut rule number two, moratorium.
Moratorium.
Oh, this feels so good. She started with just gently, like, stroking it on my back.
Mm-hmm.
She's just sort of
soft.
It's so nice. I feel really bad for the bunnies that died.
Yep. Oh, they got hit by cars. They didn't even see it coming.
Oh,
they were hit by cars.
they were black bunnies, so they
maybe
were in the
nighttime. Maybe they donated themselves to science.
Maybe they might have. I don't know if it was donation as capture.
That bunnies are good for.
Yeah.
Well, I always had a question.
But they were delicious.
How could a rabbit's foot be lucky? It doesn't have it anymore. Obviously, that rabbit wasn't all that fucking lucky, was it?
Not at all.
Think about this.
Oh, God, that's true. unless it had four rabbit's feet,
and it still didn't make
it. But unless that was the foot that got caught in the trap, and it got loose, and now it's free.
Maybe.
Oh, this is a terrible conversation.
Do I want a symbol? Do I want a symbol to represent luck, which is the part that got caught?
Why is it not sexy?
I don't like talking about.
You don't like talking about feet?
Tortured. Oh, yes, dead bunnies.
Let's not talk about dead bunnies, but we can talk about the fact that we're going to have some Bostonado coming up.
Mm. Yay!
So for those that don't know, I mean, I've said it in the past, but Bostonado is the Italian art of foot torture. And when we were talking about doing this Kinkapalooza, Gypsy specifically said, "Ooh, can I please have some Bostonado?" And I'm like, yes, I would love that. And then, of course, sweet little Nancy chimed in. Mistress, I would like to try some Bostonado too, please.
Yeah.
In my very best Nancy voice. That was pretty good. Thank you. Like Nancy? Mm. Oh, no, it is you.
No, it is not his mistress.
I don't know. I feel feel like lately I've been like really bad at taking any kind of pain whatsoever. I get all like, yeah, all pussy and stuff.
You know, it's so funny because you say you get all pussy and stuff, but let's say you're like, you know, we're hanging out and I just, you know, swat you randomly in the kitchen or wherever we may be. If I like keep it up, then you're like, ah, yeah, yeah. You know, you get all like gooey and shit. I mean, you know, you could take about the same amount you always have.
I feel like I can't though.
Well, I feel like you're wrong.
And who's right now? There you go.
And how could anyone argue with that?
You can't.
Does that tickle a little bit?
I wouldn't say it tickles. It feels nice. Like it just soft and fabulous.
soft and dead bunnies.
Oh, see the dead bunny again. Sorry.
One of my Twitter followers sold this to me.
Oh, nice.
It's, you know, it's funny because you run into people all over the country, it turns out. And they just happen to be people you know from Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
How weird is that?
That is funny. I think that all of us, except for Nancy and Master Fauna, we met via Twitter.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No
yep.
way.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, she's Gypsy's from up north. Oh. And then although Subgirl is from Southern California, I mean, you know, different circles. And then Gemini is from Vegas.
Wow.
What's funny is after we met on Twitter, we found out we actually have a common friend in Vegas.
Yep. It's really interesting on Facebook.
It's a small, kinky world, though. I mean, it's just...
It's a
relatively small community, and it's not like, surprising at all if I meet someone in a certain state, you know, in a particular area or whatever, and I'm like, oh, do you know someone? They'll know someone that I know. It's just weird like that.
Yeah, it is weird like that. I'm going to start on some Bostonado.
Oh, shit.
on Nancy.
Oh, shit. No, because you guys, so
what?
One time we were hanging...
It's 3:00. We don't have a shot.
I know. I understand. So one time we were sitting on the couch, and she pulls... I don't know what the fuck we were doing, but she happened to have, like, a knitting needle right
okay.
there on sitting on the coffee table.
Yeah.
And she started using that on my foot.
And then it hurt.
It did hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why it's torture, hon. If it wasn't torture, it'd be feel-good time.
That's true.
And that's why we don't do that.
Unless doesn't mean you have it a can't bonfire. Feel good at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, what's going on over there?
There's some kind of cold... This is the arnica
it's
gel?
It's my arnica gel for my bottom.
And then it helps with the bruising and the marks, right? And it helps heal.
Yeah, and it just, I don't know, it's soothing. I like it because it's cold. I keep it in the fridge, and so it's cold, so it just feels really good.
Yeah. That's nice. So now she's rubbing her butt.
So good. And she's rubbing her butt.
Where did you change your feet? You have a hot ass, but it's burning hot right now.
You know what?
So
can you sit your ass up here?
Okay.
You can keep all that shit on.
Okay.
I want to sit here.
I just want everybody to know I'm not trying to break the table. Okay?
Do you want
to
sit on something?
Yeah. Is there a pad?
There was.
I have a blank. You're like you're not naked or whatever, right?
No, but just there's a chest pad over there.
Yeah, that's good.
Yay.
So we're setting up so Mistress can put Nancy on her ass on the table.
Ooh,
so
we're
she
doing
has
science.
Free access to her feet.
Oh, I'm scared to sit down, you guys.
Why?
I'm scared to sit on the table.
You'll be okay.
If I can lay on it, you can sit on it.
I'm gonna watch because
oh
I
my
wanna
god,
learn.
That ass is welted and I can see it,
it
from
is.
Here and it's amazing. And
you
I have a very bad angle.
You already see the bruising.
Uh huh.
There's so much going on.
This is a madhouse.
It's a madhouse.
It is just
perversion.
Like the Olympics. There's so much going on. An event over here.
I hope I get a medal at the end of this.
A medal.
You will. You won it right here. It's around your neck.
Oh.
It says pet. It's a silver medal, though.
I am so.
Thank you, love. I'm wonderful.
Do you need more?
I need you all to know that it is
no.
my first time.
I'm
going through. I'm so nervous right now.
Why are you nervous? I'll hold your. I'll just pat you right here.
We can hold hands.
Okay,
hold hands.
So she's smacking the bottom of her foot. It looks like a ruler. Is that a ruler or is that like a paint stick?
Ruler.
Oh, it is.
No, it's a ruler.
Academy. It is. It's a Kink Academy ruler. Oh, and now she's using. Ah, it's a cute. It's a toothpick.
It's just a toothpick. See, but, little prick.
Very little prick.
More
she's
little
just dragging
pricks.
It.
Oh my.
Oh, She's just dragging it along her feet, oh right around the side. Oh, nice.
I brought you last time I was here.
Yes. She's poking her toe.
She's such a baby.
Baby.
Poking her toe. Baby. She's just poking her big toe.
Look at that girl's butt.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Wow. Oh, can we see?
Oh, God.
Hot
shit.
Damn.
Hey, yeah. Hey, sub girl.
She's showing the... they set up.
Let's tweak some ass.
Oh, these
looks great. All right, she's doing the top of the foot now. Oh, and she's squeezing my hand. You're not giving birth, hun. And she's just dragging it along.
I saw that look on your face.
It's like a little scratch, a little scratch. He's like, no way. Hard limit. Some people can't handle anything on their feet. They just can't handle it.
I know.
But you're very strong and brave.
I am. I'm super brave.
Some people like getting tickled on their feet.
No, fuck no. Hard limit.
Whoa, okay.
No.
All
no,
right,
no.
All right, okay. We'll poke you with sticks.
All right, coming up Twitter is a picture of Sub Girl's ass.
Oh, God, it's going to
oh, now
bad.
She's doing the giggle. See, that's where you can see it. She's poking it and she's giggling. That's where you're like, why is this so bad? Ow and giggle. Oh, her face is a
pleasure
precious.
And pain.
Uh-huh. Oh, how could that happen? Oh, you poor baby. Come on, suck it up, Nancy. Come on, suck it up. Oh my God, her face is so evil right now.
I love the giggling. The giggling.
Oh shit. We don't want to use that toothpick anymore. It's been all over her foot.
No.
Oh, this is clothespin play on the toes.
No.
See, it doesn't hurt. See, you were chicken for nothing. Next toe. She's just putting right on the tips of the toes. They're red plastic clothespins.
Oh, it hurts to sit down.
Poor boo. Gee, Willikers, we're real sorry. Not early.
Ow.
How? What?
Ow,
what? Why? It's just on your toe.
No, it's not.
This widow piggy went to market.
That's the market piggy.
This widow piggy went home.
Uh-huh.
This widow piggy had roast beef.
Uh-huh. That
this
little piggy.
This little piggy had none.
That had none.
And this little piggy went wee-wee-wee all the way home.
Ooh. It went all the way home.
Lana Lexus. On Twitter, just tweeted me and said, Howard Stern has nothing on you guys.
Yes. Because we got vaginas.
That's awesome.
That's hot. Oh, she's going to bite your foot.
Oh, no, don't
do it. Do it. Oh.
Wow.
Blood-curdling screams.
My God. Wow, we almost lost Nancy there. She screamed so loud, we all went deaf for a minute. Ouch. I think these have a maximum sound limit that they can take these microphones. Oh, did she hurt your toe? It feels good. What? What?
You understand I'm not fucking touching. I'm not doing a goddamn thing.
I know.
That's all in your fucking head.
I know.
All
I know.
In your fucking head. Who's a fucking pussy? Who's a fucking pussy?
Me.
Why are you a pussy?
Now that hurt. Turns out it can hurt.
For those of you with amazing sound systems listening to this, we're sorry if we just broke anything.
Right?
No, was it worse?
Oh, it's worse,
Now she's hurting me. She's squeezing my hand so tight.
No!
In a one-horse open
sleigh. Oh, this is fun. Over the fields we go.
Christmas in July.
Let me all the way.
Is the lyric. Okay. Not. Okay, you did it wrong. Take two.
The energy in this room is so fabulous. I wish that I could package it up.
Right?
You know what I mean?
We'd make a million
so
bucks.
Fabulous.
Okay. You can take it. Come on.
Ow.
What? I don't know what she's doing that's so owie. Is it that she's pinching it harder?
Yeah.
No, I'm not pinching it harder.
He's just moving it.
And it hurts. Because it's right on the toe.
Efficient sadism.
I just got a text that says if there's a maximum sound limit, you guys haven't hit it quite yet. Keep it up for a while.
Oh, that sounds like a challenge.
I think so.
Nancy,
and the person who sent it to me will totally accept the challenge accepted.
Okay, now we've got the Wardenburg wheel.
Oh,
this is
yeah.
a metal pokey tool. Which it's made for this. It's made to go on the foot. Wow, you scared me there. Okay. It's just testing your reflex. We're just testing your reflex.
Right.
And she's going right on the inside part of the foot, right near the arch, towards the heel. And she's just pressing it in and just rolling it up. Oh, the torture. Oh, she left a mark. She left a mark. That hurt. Yeah, that one hurt. That one definitely did hurt. She's going across the tips of the toes.
It's almost like golf. Mia's quiet little commentary.
Golf clap, please.
And we're at the 18th hole. And she's just going right up. She's like brushing your heels, teeth. That's,
I feel like I'm making pasta.
She's making the pasta on the feet.
Yeah, the more you move, the more it hurts.
Yeah, it's and it true. Hurts me and, too and, when you move. And, why are you trying to hurt me, Nancy?
Relax into the pain.
Oh, ah. Ooh. See, that's just sensation. That doesn't hurt. She's just dragging around the foot of the foot. The foot of the foot? No.
Master Fauna is, I love foot. That. It doesn't hurt.
I've done that's all this stuff sensation. To me. I have. I poked myself with needles. It doesn't hurt. Come on, chicken.
So I got an interesting question on Twitter that while this is going on in the background, from YankTank78.
Mm,
he said
fun.
He's having a hard time understanding kink BDSM. What does it do for you? He wants to call, but they're too shy. So my aww. Question to you ladies is, briefly, of course, because I know we don't have too much time, you know, what would you say are the biggest thing it does for you?
Mm.
I don't know that I can explain that briefly. I mean, there could be a
it's
whole
It's definitely
show
not a Twitter thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I couldn't answer it in 140 characters. No. And I don't think I could answer it in under 10 minutes. I mean, it's in fact, maybe that would be a good topic for an upcoming show.
I can add a few things.
Okay.
I know one of the things that I get out of it is those, the release that letting go and enjoying something that may to other people seem like it's not fun. Fun to me. Sometimes it's not that fun. A little painful, a lot painful. But just being able to, like, let go and get those, like as Sub Girl explained to me over a year ago, endorphin rush. Mm-hmm. Yes, you did. Mm. And just... also getting those that good cry, like AP's wife and I had a discussion about is the crying, not crying, being afraid to cry. Like I look for that like good, deep cry, good release. So like even though like I guess you can't say necessarily that's what BDSM does for me, but that's what some types of play does for me is getting that release, getting the physical and emotional.
Absolutely.
And for me, it's two part. There's the physical and the physical release and the play. But then there's also the psychological component, absolutely. Which is equally important. But oh my,
we have a short riding crop now hitting the bottom of Nancy's feet.
For my turn, I need
the look on Mistress's face. She's a beautiful woman, but just her eyes are...
Well, I love sitting so close to this guy. I can see the intensity in both of their eyes and the connection that they both have.
They really, it's fabulous.
That's what I love out of all of this, is the connection, the intimacy that you can have with someone.
Yes.
And, you know, even though there is some pain, the pleasure circuits are right there, right next door. So it's like a mind fuck. This hurts, but yet I don't want her to stop. She's not pulling her foot away.
She's not coloring out.
She's not like, oh, wait, hard limit red. I can't take it. No, she's like,
I just got a message. Difficult for me to drive while listening in the car.
Yeah, it's hard to drive with one hand sometimes. It's illegal, I think. Is it illegal? I don't know. Only if you're caught. Yeah.
Is it illegal to masturbate while you drive?
I don't know. We have to look
it
that
probably
up.
Well, technically, is. Anything that you do while driving that's distracting, I mean, technically, anything that you do that distracts you is illegal. I mean, that was like the whole thing with this. The
cell phone.
The texting. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, technically, it was always
so
illegal.
So I guess masturbation would fall into that
would
category.
Would it be a masturbation ticket? Because I've gotten a cell phone ticket. I don't know. How much is that? So masturbation ticket. Look it up. Call in if you know.
Yeah, right. Any of you CHP out there listening, will you just let us know, please?
The nails are bad. Well, that's why they're there. It's to show you what is good and what is bad. It's teaching you. She's just dragging her nails along the bottoms of her feet. Yeah. Nice. It's a foot massage. Are you okay?
A very unique foot massage.
Yeah. We call it a dumb massage.
Hello, Pinky.
It's so nothing.
People are loving this show. I'm getting to be, this is the best show ever. I'm so pissed I missed the first hour. Like, yes! People are just...
The good news is, for those of you who are just getting into it, or, you know, you can't have access to it, I've gotten quite a few messages of people are unable to access it for whatever reason. You can go back and listen to it later. What I'm hearing is that some people can't get it live, but they can download the podcast after the fact.
Right. Yeah.
So...
Fight.
As much as we wish
she's
could
biting
us live.
She's biting her foot.
What? Did you say red? Oh, no, she didn't. No. Okay, keep going.
Fuck is not a safe word.
Yes.
No. Nor is crawling into the fetal position and crying.
Yes, you know that. We've done that to you.
I need to hang out with you guys. What's going on?
One time, Deviant was being particularly rough. And I yelled out and I just said, oh God, oh God, oh God. And very calmly, without any sort of hesitation, he looks down at me and he says, you're better off calling for someone in the room. And I knew I was in trouble.
She's just nibbling your toes. See, some people like that. They don't,
I fucking love that, man.
Yeah.
Suck my toes? God damn it, I'm in heaven. I'm not sucking her toes, I'm biting them.
Yeah.
It's different.
Poor Nancy. She's not going to be able to talk.
No!
Wow. Okay. You all right? You okay?
Wow.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
I'm so innocent.
Yeah, if you're not awake yet, you are now.
You're listening to the love bite. Oh, she's really love biting her feet right now. Hi. I love you, too. I love you, too. She's got my hand in death grip right now. But I did get to feel her boob.
Yay.
I got action. Hey, jealous much, people. That's right. I'm here, sitting right here. She left bite marks on her feet. Those are love bite marks.
That's awesome. Love bite.
Love,
there it is.
The love bite.
The love bite.
Now she's just rubbing it out. See how nice she is? Just rubbing it out.
I haven't heard a thank you yet. Just saying.
I got a lot of thank yous from Gemini last night.
Now, it was amazing. I was sitting there, and I kept hearing Gemini say thank you. Thank you. And I was like, I want to say thank you for something. Anything.
Aww.
Yeah, wash your hands.
Yeah.
Or spray your hands or something.
How you doing, Nancy?
Yeah, I'm going to get off the table now.
All right.
That's what I'm going to do.
Remove this wet pad from your excitement.
Hi, everybody. I'm back.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. I need to stand up. My bottom hurts really bad. Someone's phone is dying. I don't know.
That's mine.
I changed battery.
You guys are so cute. We're all on the radio, and you guys are all texting and tweeting. It's adorable.
Welcome to social media.
Yeah, exactly.
Total socialized.
It's part of it. Socialists.
Socialists.
You guys are socialists.
Not quite.
Well,
I said socialized.
All right, what are you next?
Oh, my bottom. There's big bumps on it.
So Gypsy is next with the foot torture. And,
oh?
And it would appear that everyone else in this room... is a lot better at taking pain than I am. So.
Oh, you did pretty good, kid.
You're great. Yeah.
If we can get her away from her phone.
Right?
Is that the shenanigans? No, what was it? Lollygagging.
Lollygagging.
Oh, she
did he see that?
She
did
flinched.
That?
She flinched.
Oh, this is going to be a shout-out to my good lusty Jewel. I just got your text, and I think you need to find a way to call in. Just
yeah. Saying. Call the phone.
Again, that phone.
Well, she's listening on an iPhone app because skidrowstudios.com, you can download a lot of things.
Oh,
and so she's listening through her iPhone and doesn't want to miss any of the show by calling.
Oh, I see.
And I appreciate that, but I would still love to hear what she had to say. So.
I can kneel. Yeah, but then I have to be on the floor. I don't like being on the floor.
No, she does not like being on the floor.
You know what? I want you to bend over.
Bend over.
Here, I'll move these dildos.
So Gypsy is going to be laying face down on the table.
Do you want this blanket under you to be a little more comfy?
Sure.
What was that last night?
Let's make it comfy.
Face down, ass up, baby.
That's right.
See, here in our community, we're loving and we take care of each other.
We do.
And
you don't want to break your toys.
Oh, look. Right. Did you notice? Did anybody notice that I lifted up my dress to expose my
ass? I did not. But
for bastinado, you're exposing your ass.
That doesn't surprise me. That's you.
Wait, buttstinado? Wait, what is it? I don't know.
Oh, Phoebe McGuire just tweeted.
What did he?
He said, "Insidious Muse, yes, she's lollygagging." We're about to remedy some of that.
This will teach you not to lollygag. I'm just going to sit here and watch it all happen. Unless you need me to hold your hand. I'm good at that. Oh, you want me to hold your hand? Okay, see how warm my hand is?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So can we do this next week, too?
I know, right?
Why not?
I'll be back in 2-3 weeks.
Let's do it.
I just need time for my bottom to heal.
And then maybe I can actually spank somebody next time. Aww. Now that you guys know me.
Aww.
Okay. No, okay. Nancy might let me maybe one day if her mistress lets me.
Yes, if she lets.
We should co-top.
Shit.
The crap out
of you. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Oh no, I'm glad you didn't hear that because that sounds intense. I don't know if I'm ready for that.
What's that? I don't know what that is.
Is she going to hit your butt?
Toe topping.
Your foot.
Toe topping. I'm sorry. I thought it was some new weird.
Did you say hoe topping?
No, toe. I thought she said toe topping. And I was like.
Toe topping. That would mean that.
Oh, yeah.
And so now Gypsy's feet are being abused.
That's a warm up. That's just a warm up. That ain't nothing.
Yeah, but her ass is in my face. I want to hit her ass.
Gotta get the okay from Phoebe.
Do you want me to tweet Phoebe and ask?
Do it.
I'm
guessing he's listening.
She wants. You know what?
He's actually listening live.
And you know, yeah. And I actually have Mr. McGuire's phone number.
Oh God.
Well, I'm not gonna put him. You know, I'm not gonna.
It would appear that we have a phone call entering our atmosphere.
I feel it.
Who do we have?
Hello. Hi. You've reached the Love Bite.
Hi, this is Jewel. I am a friend of Gemini's, and I just wanted to call in and say how much I absolutely love all of you ladies.
I love you, baby. I'm going to have to bring Jewel with me one time. Jewel is fun to put up on a rack, just saying.
Okay, you know what's happening to me right now? Remember when Nelly pretended to be, she was crippled and she couldn't walk? And Doc Baker came in and poked her feet.
So we're having a little house on the prairie moment with Kink. Oh my God.
This is definitely the best podcast I've ever listened to.
Oh, she said it's the best. You don't have your headphones on. She said it's the best podcast she's ever listened to.
Well, we're glad that you called in.
Yay. Thank you, baby.
No problem. I hope you guys have a lot of fun, and I'm going to be laying here in bed continuing to enjoy listening to you.
Yes. I'll be thinking of that for quite a while.
All right. Bye, lady.
Bye, honey. Bye. Have fun.
Have fun.
Your laugh sounds like, it sounds like bells.
An angel just got its wings because you laughed.
Dude, you guys, the guys from like the next show are going to walk in and they're going to be like, what the fuck is going on here?
Oh my God.
They're going to go, wait, why does this table feel different?
It sounds like the phone is still on.
Energy.
They will fucking love it. It will be like, yeah, a woman was just fisted right here.
Phoebe says, no ass, feet, and then make Nelly walk.
Oh, on hot coals. Wait. Oh, look, they just came in. They're looking in what?
Hey, guys.
There's a girl. Wait, he's waving. Hi, yeah. No, this is normal.
Really
completely normal.
I don't know why.
There's nothing to see here, guys.
The guys from the next show just kind of popped their heads in.
They're just smoking
looking
in.
At a bunch of us half naked. Yeah. Like,
what do the next people do? Is this the next show? Is a Christian?
It's a Christian hour. They talk about Jesus.
Can you imagine? I think it's Christian traffic recording.
It's a Christian traffic report.
It's very NPR. It's
very funny.
I'm really wondering what today's show is going to sound like when we listen back.
Yeah.
Oh,
because
God.
It's going to be a lot of screaming and a lot of And there's going to be
a lot of
laying back in bed, apparently.
Apparently. We've got people at home fapping.
So you just get a bottle of wine when you listen to this again. Get in your bed and just let it happen. What's going on? Why is your face looking like that? What is she doing?
We can't hear you. Can you move the microphone closer to your
feet?
No, closer to your face.
What is she doing to your feet?
Ow.
Oh, poor baby. Over. If you break things, you have to buy them.
I'm trying to throw you a microphone.
It would appear that we have another caller.
Oh, hello.
Okay.
Oh, we'll find out.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I absolutely adore the show. I'm so mad I missed her rant. What was it about? I'm so mad. I just got on and heard it. Just a piece of it.
Oh, the rant?
Wait, my rant? It was just about BDSM lifestylers and why we do the show and why actually the show is good.
The show is awesome.
It's a self-aggrandizing rant.
Howard Stern has nothing on you all. You need to be on XM. Oh, my God. I love it.
That would be awesome.
You know, I think what it boils down to is we're just having a fan-fucking-tastic time.
As we... Mm-hmm. I think that...
I'm honest to God serious. You have no idea how many people you guys are helping. I really wish you knew that. I mean, our support group gets together and we listen together.
Oh.
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
You know, you make such a difference. Truly.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
I want to cry because you have no idea.
Wow.
No idea.
Wow. I don't even, I'm speechless.
Thank you.
thank you.
From the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Thank you. And continue to listen.
And Master Fauna.
I'm feet phobia.
Oh, yeah.
Shut
Master
the fuck up.
Fauna?
Yeah, this is Master Fauna. Yes.
I have never really ever submitted to a woman, but I would submit to you.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
What you don't understand is here in the studio, the ceiling ripped open. There is now light shining down. And little angels in bondage gear flying everywhere.
They're so happy. Thank you.
Are you in San Francisco? Is that correct?
No, I'm in Los Angeles. I'm in Hollywood.
I would make a trip.
Oh, hey.
Wow.
Hey now.
Hot damn.
Hey now. Well, girl, you just made that trip.
Just talk to Insidious, and I would definitely make a trip.
Awesome. Sure. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Well, thank you.
Great compliment.
Thanks, guys. Have fun.
Thank you.
Bye.
Aw,
that's so sweet. Yay, awesome. Point for me.
Yes. What's happening over there?
It looks like there was a call waiting.
That was my mom. Mom, hang up.
I'm sorry. I think I just spit on Gypsy. I apologize.
No, not that.
All right. We have another caller.
Okay.
Yay.
Hello.
You've reached the Love Bite.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Katie. You read my smart teeth as earlier.
Oh, my God. That was you?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm so grateful, from the bottom of my heart that you felt that way. Oh, my God.
Aww.
So powerful.
So she wrote the letter.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. It was a really sweet letter.
Yes. It really, made us cry a little bit.
Well, it's nice when you can reach out to somebody and they hear your message and they really care.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about.
And when they call in, because it means they're really listening and they're not just liars. Yay.
Yeah.
Aww.
Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous. I haven't slept yet. 8:30 in the morning here.
Oh, wow.
You mean pot smoke from Skid Row Studios? Say it ain't so.
Not necessarily smoke, but someone smells.
There's a lot going on. Don't be nervous. We're just happy to have people reach out and call and say that they like what we're doing. So thank you.
Well, good.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for calling us. And just keep listening. We still have about 20 minutes full of goodness.
Oh, you poor baby. You like it.
So thank you very much.
You do. You're smiling.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Bye.
It's a smiling, ow.
It's like a giggle fest.
Those are the best when you can get a play partner that'll just... have that release. Oh, she squealed. Did you hear that?
I did hear that.
That's so cute. Oh, this is great. This is what I'm talking about. Are you sitting on a feather? You're sitting on a feather giggles.
This is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh my God. This is hilarious.
Oh, this is awesome. Since he's listening, I want to share. There's a guy that I met on FetLife who also follows me on Twitter and said that it was the journals and things that I was posting that got him to go into the scene in England.
And so he sends me little updates once in a while, and I've even gotten postcards, and it's amazing. So thank you, G. But he also just said, listening to your radio program has got me thinking of trying new things. So
yes!
I sense a theme. Yay. I love that. Nice. Always try. Be safe, have fun, but always try something new.
And keep it consensual.
Always.
No kidding. You guys, this is awesome.
Yes. Wow.
And, I mean, think about it. We're celebrating our one-year anniversary. Imagine what we're going to do next year. Holy fuck.
I'm on board.
Oh, you poor baby.
But not really.
Not really.
I feel like we should do this for like our 1 month anniversary from this point out.
Let's awesome. Do it.
Seriously. Just do it like, yeah.
I think people are learning. We're
like,
helping
fuck
the
education.
Community.
Let's yes. just play.
Learn by doing.
Right. Well, we will do fire play in studio.
Do we have a can of Trace Amé mousse?
I looked at my mousse this morning and thought about it. I was like, no, Trace Amé.
Yes, Trace Amé. It works. It's amazing.
Widow pity.
You know what, though? I still haven't seen any tears today. Because FYI, I hate to burst anybody's bubble, but those weren't tears earlier. That was sweat. That was me having like 5 orgasms and being warm and having Nancy's hand up my vagina. So
I feel like...
It looked like a tear.
You put a feather in my cap. I feel so like...
It was.
Do you get a badge for this for your Kinky Girl Scout?
You know what? I think that you definitely, this does go
created.
Towards your fisting badge.
Yes.
Because we are earning our fisting badge. I learned a lot, and there's 3 of us here. I think whenever there's 3 Dom Scouts in one space, I'm just kidding.
I like this plan. Let's make this shit up.
We're just going to make it up. But no, we're definitely earning our fisting badge this year.
I like it.
And we're going to earn
our
bootlegging
badge. Wait, are we doing vaginal or anal fisting?
Oh, that's a good question.
I was threatened with anal fisting.
I believe we're doing vaginal first.
Yeah.
Though
yeah,
well, I have anally fisted.
Yeah, but that was a hell of a mind fuck.
Wait, what, a mind fuck on you?
No, never.
Hey, it ain't so.
What, the anal fist?
Yeah,
what?
can I throw a plug out there? Are you all right with that?
Plug away.
All right, musinginColor.com are the journals between Deviant and I, and there is one on there wherein one of the quotes says, something about breaking me and says, we're going to break your ass next. Get ready for some anal fisting. Oh. And proceeds to text me picture of his
hand.
Yeah. What color was that?
To text me a picture of his hand over an 8.5x11 piece of paper. And this is a big
just forget the color.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I cried a lot.
Oh, God.
There's like 3 conversations going on at once.
Do
I love
you
it.
Want some ice?
That was so cute. I think so.
Well, what color did you say?
She said magenta.
Magenta.
No, that was me. I said magenta.
That's like when I say the light is orange when I run the red. Let's be honest.
If people wanted to get more information about the Dom Scouts, where could they go?
Well, they can go on... excuse me as I swallow.
I'm gonna...
There's no swallow.
Really?
Only the cuff bin. on FetLife at the Dom Scout... I think it's called Dom Scout Troop 96.
Yes.
And you can write a question there, and we can answer. We're going to have some open meetings in the Hollywood area. So if you are interested, you know, you can contact. I'm on FetLife as well under just _fauna_, and it's FAWNA. And you can write to me, or you can write to Nancy.
Yeah, Service Slut.
Service Slut and Insidious Muse.
Yes.
And, we can hook you up with coming to our meeting and checking out. And see what we're all about. We have so much fun just earning kinky merit badges together. And
yeah,
I'm gonna have to come to LA more often.
I know.
Can I be an honorary scout from a distance?
Wait, what did you say?
She's the one in charge.
What did you say?
There's only currently an LA chapter.
Right now, there's only an LA chapter. Yes, we started it, and we would love to have a sister troop. We just are developing what we're all about so that people can know what we're doing, and then they can do it too. It's really fun. We have a blast.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
I remember when I first saw Nancy.
So that I tweeted a picture of my brown sash.
I want a sash.
Our brownies earn merit badges too. And they're actually going to be doing they're earning their service merit badge. They're going to be giving us a formal, semi-formal tea.
Yes. I'm making tea sandwiches. I'm so excited.
It's so exciting.
Wait, what? Who's making tea sandwiches?
Uh-oh.
No.
Get her foot.
We're going to make it together. Because you're going to teach me.
Oh, all right.
She's going to teach me.
You better do most of the work.
I will do most of the work. It'll just be her using my hands.
Okay. That's what are you, a puppet?
No, that was me earlier.
My hand will be a vagina.
Jim and I was a vaginal puppet.
Oh, it was like
too bad we didn't have a voice. Oh my God, Fauna would have been a great voice for your vagina.
Hey, you guys, how's it going?
Oh my God, no,
that's not your vagina. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, she would have
that'd
like
be horrible voice for your vagina.
Vagina would be like, "Hello,
hello, baby.
Hello there."
Right. My vagina would be singing "Happy Birthday, Mr. President." I'm sure.
Happy birthday. It's wet in here.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's not fun. Usually this hot in here.
I feel like we worked out. I think we had, this feels like a Curves gym or something. We just worked out. Circuit training. Oh, did
circuit
I do that?
Training.
The last time or the first time that I played with Insidious Muse, afterwards, Service Slut and I, Nancy, had a little subby hug pile in the Sub-Girl Colonel Matrix living room, remember?
Aww. Oh, yeah.
Aww, I love you, Nancy.
I love you, too.
I love you guys, too.
So
like,
cute.
Yay, love us, Fauna. We love you.
Oh, I feel loved.
This is a loving group.
We are.
So I would like to actually make a request.
Yes, ma'am.
And that is to, not that we don't love Nancy on the microphone, but maybe have your service slut do some of your service and cleanup so we can get your thoughts on what you just did today. Because you were kind of on the other side of things a lot today.
I was busy.
I understand, but that's why I want to hear. I know we only have 10 or 15 minutes left and we haven't gotten any more requests, so.
Well, and you know, I'm sorry I didn't get to get you to cry. I feel bad. I feel like I need to do that at one of the, soon. All right, what's the question?
how was all of this for you today? I mean,
it was awesome. I mean, by the cadence and the pattern of my speech, I'm still very top spacey.
Yeah.
Because it was all about, you know, let's get this shit going. Let's go, 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 go. What's next? What's next? What's next? So I like that. I like on the fly creativity. I like the fact that it's a non-traditional setting. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have a St. Andrew's cross. We don't have, you know, cool music. We don't have spanking benches and darkened lights. I mean, fuck, there's fluorescent lights in front of us. This is like the unsexiest scene you could possibly imagine. And yet, you know, we were able to transform it into a fucking play party. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's no hard points. There's no suspension that can happen here, but my point is that, you know, that's part of what I love about BDSM is that we can be creative, that we aren't relegated to dungeons or to the underground. You know, we can do this and we can experience this any place you want. I mean, you want a 50 Shades, whatever the fuck you want. You can do this in your bedroom. You know, there's nothing we did here that you couldn't do in your own bedroom.
Right.
You know, we had nothing but tables and chairs. Mm-hmm. Easy peasy, 1-2-3-easy.
I like it.
Yeah.
So I loved it. I mean, I love being able to try and, you know, figure. I like, it's weird. I like limits and I like challenges. So if I'm given these like, well, this is what I want and this is the challenge, it's like, ooh, I mean, I want to riddle my mind to try and solve it. So this was a challenge, you know, when I came up with this whole live play party idea. I was excited.
One of the things I really liked about it today, and I think we've kind of all hinted at it, but nobody's actually said it, so I'm just going to go ahead and speak for the group because I have a feeling they'll agree with me, is one of the reasons I really liked how this turned out today was that it doesn't always have to be this overly processed, overly planned, meticulously crafted scene. I hate that word.
Right.
I'm starting to hate that word. Because
session. People,
yes. And a session, I don't mind. I mean, I use it. But, I mean, so many people, especially new people coming in, and we've heard from a lot of people today who are new to it or they want to be new to it. Mm-hmm. And they have all these ideas and they walk in and you have 50 Shades of Crap coming in and making it sound like it has to be this big, inordinate thing. And it doesn't have to be at all.
Yeah.
You can do it on the fly and it doesn't take away from safety. It doesn't take away from fun. It doesn't take away from any of the things that you're supposed to pay attention to. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of respect for that. And so this was really cool because I think it was an example not only that we can all just sit around and have a great freaking time, but it doesn't always have to be some big drawn-out process.
Well, and I remember when I kind of first got into the actual scene, and people have these, like, toy bags, and they've got, like, oh, my God, I have an elk flogger and a buffalo flogger, and, well, that is a moose that was shot in Alaska on a full moon in December.
Right.
You know, and it's like, fuck, I don't have fucking shit, you know? And you know, what I want to say, it's still in my toy bag. I've got a Pampers Chef fucking spatula that I can use.
Yeah,
I have a paint stick that you can use.
Yes.
I used toothpicks tonight. I mean, I used just a fucking Smith & Wesson goddamn pocket knife.
Yeah.
You know, I used goddamn food grade saran wrap and regular duct tape you can buy at the store. Mm-hmm. any of these things, it's accessible to anybody who, you don't have to go to a special sex shop or know somebody who makes a flogger.
Or spend a shit ton of money.
Right, or spend a shit ton of money or whatever. I mean, yeah, if you get into it, I suggest highly that you actually invest into a good quality toy, like especially a flogger and things like that. But you know what? You don't have to flog. Let me take it from a top perspective. The flogger's for the bottom. I'll tell you that flat fucking out. It's a ton of fucking work for the top.
Mm-hmm.
And it just... you have to work so goddamn hard to get them into the subspace. And they love it. I get it. But it's a lot of fucking work. Yeah. So for me, like, I'd rather have my canes, which leaves me fantastic marks in no time. Still subs them out. And it's not... I'm not, like, throwing my shoulder out. And I'm like, hey, I want to be cool and Florentine. And look at me. You know, that's great. But you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
You know, you could just be you. You and your husband or wife can fucking use your satin scarves to tie up in the bedroom and blindfold yourself, and you can use a paint stick to spank her ass or your hand, God forbid.
God forbid.
But just don't tie yourself up alone.
No.
No, I'm serious. Don't do
it.
Don't do it. Because you're going to get stuck, you guys.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
It's bad. Well, no, somebody in the kink community not too long ago actually put himself into one of those vacuum beds alone and died.
Oh, of course.
My God. Right, exactly. See, so, you know, and he was an experienced kinkster, and yet, you know, so I'm just saying, it happens.
Be careful. But you can be adventurous. Have fun. Start little. Just even a little over-the-knee spanking can be really fun and can open up the door.
And you know, since we're talking about safety, I'm just going to actually very briefly say, I found a needle on my floor this morning.
Oh.
And so it was interesting because I started thinking about it.
It was sheathed though, right?
No, it wasn't.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah. But so the point I wanted to make is, you know how like when they do a surgery, they count out, you know, the number of sponges, and then before they... are done, they count the number of sponges that they throw away. Mm. When playing with stuff like that, that potentially could really be dangerous, and you have people's bodily fluids on it and whatever, that, you know, maybe a countdown would be good.
Well, and like when she asked about the sheath, I mean, that's one thing I'll do is, you know, when you pull a needle out, you put it back in the sheath, and then you put it into
That's usually how
sharps can.
And it may have been sheathed and fallen out, like maybe rolled over, because there were like three sheaths on the floor that I found. But then there was one. Actually, I didn't find it. My husband found it, and he was like, "Oh my God, there's like a needle on the floor."
I know that there was one needle that before it had ever gone in its sheath had fallen onto the ground. I know that that had happened.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's could totally
no,
possible.
And it's totally not a big deal. But since we were talking about safety, I thought I'd bring it up.
No, that's
that would probably be a good like when you're using small things like that.
Yeah,
you know.
Keep an inventory.
Countdown.
Absolutely.
An inventory. Yeah. Make sure you don't leave any needles in anyone. You know.
So just so we know.
Or leather in their vaginas.
I was just going to say, we have checked, and I did not end up with a leather cuff in my vagina.
Good.
So that's
good. I think we found all of our equipment.
And
that's
you're good. Welcome.
The fisting duel.
Next time, though, no promises.
I'm not going to start using my uterus as a toy bag.
Oh. You can start a trend, though.
Well, not
what
as a
else
toy
do you have
bag.
Up there?
But your uterus is a fantastic toy.
Yes, it is.
Like your vagina is right there.
And we don't want to break it.
Ew.
We don't want to break it.
I don't keep it good. My
what's your favorite toy this week? Gemini's vagina.
Where can I get one?
Mold's coming soon.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
I could have my own fleshlight.
You could. With piercings.
Gemini fleshlight.
Oh, my God. A fleshlight with piercings. That would be fantastic.
That would be hot.
I didn't get to see the piercings. Is there at least a picture?
There is a picture.
I have several pictures of her vagina.
There's a lot going down on there.
Show you my vagina.
Okay, let's do it.
We're just going to have the vagina show and tell.
Show the vagina
show and tell.
That's
I'm sad that your knee is broken because I would rather, I personally feel like I want to bend over from the back shot of the vagina. But. I
wow.
Will accept.
What are you, a film critic?
Okay, let's do it.
Is this a film
okay, she's like setting up shot. She's Michael fucking Bay over there.
No, right?
And she's pulling down her... Oh, she has striped panties. So what's that? So cute.
Oh, my God. Oh,
let's see the vagina.
She just spread it open.
Six piercings. She's but no fucking joke.
Do you corset that? Like, do you?
It has been, yes.
Her vagina's actually been sewn shut.
Yeah. Oh. That's on the nobody ever sews my
that
vagina
picture,
shut.
That picture, by the way, is fucking hot.
Did you ever know?
How do you say it, sub girl? Someone should be sewing my vagina shut.
I should have thought you would not like your vagina shown.
You know how you say, like, someone should be making me swoon.
Oh, yes.
Someone should be sewing my
vagina shut.
Sewing my vagina shut, please. Call in if you're interested.
I feel so sorry for the guys after our show.
I know, poor guys. They love
Thank
it.
You, Gemini, for doing the bend over, show me your
I'm
ass.
Happy to show
Actually,
you.
Your
it was more than just the ass.
Cunt lips. Is that what it's called?
Labia.
It's my called labia. It's called the meat locker. That was
yeah, I've seen her lock some meat in there.
Jingle, jingle, jingle.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's the jingle bell area.
Yeah. Wow. That was hot. Thank my you.
I can't believe this was 2 hours.
I know.
It feels like it just happened. Like it. Did we just start? Oh, wait.
Yeah, but
we're almost done.
We're almost done.
3 minutes and 20 seconds left.
That's a direct quote.
And we may have had a lot of new listeners.
I just spilled
today.
My cards all
over. So really? If you are a new listener and you just caught up with the show today, you can download all of our last, our old episodes on iTunes. Just search The Love Bite and we're right there.
That's great.
You can also follow us on Twitter. I'm Service Slut.
I'm Insidious Muse.
And we're awesome.
We are. And then you can also follow The Love Bite, which is at @_love_bite. We have several other tweeters here. We'll shout them out. Gemini, the one with the multiple labia piercings who was fisted, is musing in color. Mm-hmm. The young lady who is doing the squealing and the giggling with the Boston Auto most recently, not Nancy, is winsome_gypsy. And then the fine red welted ass belongs to @_sub_girl.
That's me.
And you can find Master Fauna on FetLife. She's _Fauna, FAWNA_.
Yes.
On FetLife.
Yeah. Feel free to find us all on FetLife as well.
Yeah, that's true.
It's easy peasy because that's the kind of fucking perverts that we are.
True.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Lemon squeezy.
And our Facebook page, The Love Bite, if you are a vanilla and you're afraid that somebody's going to see that you liked this thing, you don't have to worry about that because when somebody goes to the Love Bite page, you can't see who's liked it.
Right.
So you have anonymity.
Oh. Yes.
Nice. The only people who can see who you are myself and Mistress because we run the fucking page.
Right. I don't care. Really. Well, I actually never look. I don't even have access to it. So it's just,
you
just
do.
Her.
You don't?
Nah, but I don't care because I don't have time for that goddamn shit. Okay. So it's all good.
I don't care.
And also, this was our 1 year anniversary. So it's not like, we don't know the actual day, but and the show has changed so much from a year ago. It's a completely different show. Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud of it. I'm so proud that I have people like you women to come in and be on the show and help us and support this community, this kink, from a very real perspective, not from bullshit, not from, Oh, I just like to be spanked in the bedroom or whatever, which is fine, but we're really kind of in the thick of it. And I love that we have this opportunity, this medium, this ability to kind of get it out there and to share. And I love that there are vanillas or curious people that are listening and wanting to explore, and this can somehow help them, hopefully in a very healthy way.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
For sure.
That's right. I'm excited.
Yes.
I don't even know what we're going to do next week. I mean, fuck.
I think you were making someone squeal, but we talked about what the draw is to BDSM. That would be I would love to participate.
Oh, right.
In the future.
Yeah, we could do something like that.
Yeah.
What we get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and I think that's more of a round table kind of thing. So we'll see what we can figure out for that. Because definitely it's all about everybody's own individual perspectives.
Yeah.
But... Wow, great show. I hope we got it all cleaned up.
Thank you.
It smells good.
Thank you for getting
it's all
here.
It smells like sex in
thank
here.
You for
it
beating does. My ass.
Thank you. And thank you all for listening. We're so grateful for being here on for a year. We would love to do it for longer. Please continue listening and let your friends know.
Yay.
All right.
Perfect.
Yay.
I'm really nervous about driving.
Yeah.
I know.
Get the wax out. Listen to Chickster's Nest every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Tune in to SkidRowStudios.com and hear the crazy Chickster in action. I'm insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane.
Been here in a while, man. Living out in Los Angeles now, LA, or as I call it, Hell A.